So why don't we go on and talk a little bit about your paper, Dr. Hudson, looking at axitinib versus sorafenib.
So the 404 study first was a novel, first of its kind of trial in the second line setting comparing mTOR versus VEGF inhibitor. And it was designed back in 2007. So in 2013, the choice of the mTOR inhibitor and VEGF inhibitor certainly would have changed. But then it was comparing temsirolimus with sorafenib and to try to understand exactly what differences were there in the second line setting. And it was in a patient population that was purely second line progressors or intolerant to sunitinib with strict definitions. You needed to have been on sunitinib for a period of time that was at least a cycle to say that you were intolerant to it. And these patients could have any histology, clear cell or non-clear cell, as well as patients were enrolled irregardless of nephrectomy status. And so it was a randomization in a one-to-one fashion of roughly 450 patients. And the primary endpoint was progression-free survival, powered to show approximately a month and a half to 2 month improvement in PFS of one agent of the TEM over the sorafenib. And the trial was well balanced. It was accrued to internationally. And the results were that the progression-free survival was not statistically significant in favor of temsirolimus. It was numerically in favor, however. It came out to be 4.1 months versus 3.9 months with the sorafenib. That was the primary endpoint of the trial, so it was a negative trial. Toxicity was, as one would expect, between the agents. I alluded to this subset analysis, which suggested maybe hints that TOR may be better in the non-clear cell histologies, but the non-clear cell histologies are not centrally reviewed. And the shocker to all of us was the overall survival, which was a secondary endpoint. And in that trial, we saw survivals into the 20-month range, but there was a 4.5-month approximate difference, statistically significant in favor of sorafenib in overall survival versus the temsirolimus. So the conclusions from the trial were the primary endpoint was not met, that there was no statistically significant difference of temsirolimus versus sorafenib in the second-line setting in sunitinib refractory patients. However, there was an overall survival benefit that is of interest and needs to be further understood. We've hypothesized, and others have, about what could have influenced that survival. And unfortunately, the way the trial was designed, we could not collect post-treatment, and we only were able to do so in a small minority of patients. It was like 10% of the total patient population that we had their post-progression treatment, and it was captured within 1 month of progression. And we captured who went on surgery, radiotherapy, and then what therapies they had. And in that small, you know, relatively balanced 10% population, there was appeared to be no difference in those who went on to receive VEGF and mTOR inhibitors. So, but again, it was only 10%, and there certainly could be biases into that. And I think that's been the number one fact that's been scrutinized, is that we don't have post-progression treatment. Again, in my mind, I think a 4.5-month difference in survival is hard to explain just by one phenomenon. I think there may be something truly there. Even with, you know, the arms are well balanced, they were in countries that had access to other therapies, so it's hard for me to imagine that the post-progression therapy would completely explain that magnitude of difference.
When you say something there, do you think more specifically about sorafenib or just about VEGF-TKIs?
Well, about VEGF-TKIs, and I don't think there's anything unique to sorafenib. I mean, if anything, it's telling us that sorafenib, you know, survival is the gold standard. We're learning that as we're developing drugs in this space. We see that in other spaces, other cancer types, where it's not necessarily about progression-free survival. And these early surrogates we use to help drug development move forward quickly may not explain everything. And focusing on survival is where we want to, I think, moving forward, especially as we start talking about immune-based therapies, which advantage may not be seen at all in progression-free intervals, but maybe more in overall survival. So sorafenib seems to do very well in survival. VEGF inhibition does. And so that's shown now not only in the 404 trial that I just presented, but also in the AXIS trial with axitinib versus sorafenib, which takes me to the other trial.